Yeah, not much really to report since yesterday when I saw you. So we'll open up the questions.
Did Trevathan check out okay?
Yeah, I think he just got cleated in the back on that downfield tackle. Not that that's nothing, but it didn't seem to be too serious.
You said yesterday you guys were more aggressive. Is that just how they implode, or is that you trusting him more every week a little bit? Again,
I think we try to be aggressive all the time, but I think I think our coaches had a good plan, and I think our players executed it well, probably as well as we have all season. We haven't had that point total all season, so the result was good.
Would expansive maybe be a more operative word for the offense yesterday than aggressive?
Yeah, I think Bobby, a few more passes maybe than in the past. But again, they were working. We were protecting well. I think he had good pockets most of the day. It was a good blend of drop back as well as play action. And I think it all starts with, up front and particularly, being able to establish a run game.
When you went through the film, how did you see Shaheen benefit from a larger role in game?
Yeah, I think, matchup-wise, this game's about matchups. I thought we felt good about it going into the game. And I think that proved true, especially off the play action thing with our multiple tight end stuff. I thought our tight end position played pretty well, both in the run game and the pass game.
Speaking of the tight end position, how was it to catch up with Zach Miller today?
It was awesome. I'd seen him numerous times up till now, but, he had a smile on his face. He was excited to be here, along with his wife, Kristen. So I think, I think everybody's kind of inspired to see him and vice versa. I know he was happy to be back.
You and Jordan Howard both talked about him being able to run more violently yesterday. Is that because he's healthier, or what allowed him to do that this week?
It's a mindset. I think, not that he hasn't had that all season. I mean, he's had pretty good run totals in many of our games this year. And, I just thought all in all, between the blocking element, whether that's fullback, the wide receivers even, the O-line, obviously. And I thought he finished runs. And, I think, he's done that before, and it was good to see again yesterday.
You mentioned that his shoulder might have prevented him from doing that in the past. What is the fine line there with a guy to play when he's in pain but for it to not change his game?
Well, I think, it says a lot about him. There's guys that sometimes have to be more 100% to play. George's not one of those guys. Not that you're really going to re-injure yourself, but it does affect, both how you practice and then obviously how you play the game. So, he's had some good run games this season, and I think he'll continue going forward.
John, how specifically has Mitch's preparation left an impression on you throughout the duration of this season?
I think he's prepared hard since he's gotten here. I think anything, any walk of life, it takes a minute, some repetitions to get it all figured out. I think, developing an NFL schedule, it's completely different than college. What to look at, how to do it, how to study, how to prepare. So I think a lot of that, and then the in-game experiences. There's little tiny things. You get them off sides. Take a shot down the field, maybe not throw it to the read. We are having a cadence to get them offsides. Yesterday we had a screen pass that they smelled pretty well. You may not have time to throw it downfield because now you're going to get, offensive lineman downfield. So just those in-game experiences that really you can talk about and you can stress in situational practice, but until they happen to you, I think it's important. You're going to make mistakes in every game. It's not making the same ones. And that's where what it really impresses me about Mitch.
What was he showing you in terms of his steadiness to be able to handle all of the ups and downs that come with that position?
I go back to his first game. You're playing the Minnesota Vikings, one of the top five defenses in the league. You're on Monday Night Football. And you're starting maybe your 14th game since high school. That's a pretty big stage. And, just how he handles it and how he handles everything outside, everything inside. A lot was made about he's going back to Ohio. Well, that sometimes guys, it can affect them the wrong way. And with Mitch, it didn't.
Was he more aggressive in the run game in terms of blocking yesterday?
Yeah, I think, You know, just remember, I mean, he's a rookie. He came from, you know, a college that, you know, I mean, I don't know how big his spots they've been in. Frank Smith, his position coach, has done a really good job. And that's one of the harder things to learn and understand for tight ends coming into this league. You know, all the different fronts, how they change. You know, when you change the strength, how they adjust, the different line calls. I mean, there's just a lot more going on game day than I think people realize.
John, you said you've seen Mitch grow every time he's been on the field. But did he grow more yesterday than he had in previous games?
Look, I think, you know, our offense executed the best they've executed, you know, including Mitch. I'm not taking anything away from Mitch because it starts there, you know. But, you know, I think overall it was, it was our most complete game, you know, I think, and he's a big part of that. So are a lot of the young guys and new faces around him. I'd say, you know, production-wise, if you just look at yardage, all the things that people look at statistically, I think it was by far his best and our best, especially offensively.
Guys, Zach Miller, I mean, as far as any role for him, you know, he's a well-regarded teammate.
Mm-hmm.
Will he be around? Is he part of the tight end room, or is he allowed to be on IR? Is there any role for him in this situation?
You know, I think, you know, he's continued to be a really good teammate, you know, since his injury, just like he was before his injury. It's hard to define what that'll be going forward. I think it'll just kind of naturally happen. But he's a guy that I know is well-respected in this building by every facet of the building, probably including you guys.
Thinking this year, I mean, is any role as part of the tight end
role? Yeah, we have, you know, we have a bunch of IR guys. I mean, you know, Quentin Demps did our player talk Saturday night. So he'll still continue to be part of the team. What exactly that is, well, I can't define yet, but like I said, he was a player speaker for us, too, by video a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, when we talked to Dahl, he seems to really take our questions to heart. I was wondering, even though you guys like...
What are you trying to say, I don't?
kind of. But
I can't wait for this next question.
Even though you guys insulate yourselves from the outside, do you feel like he is at all motivated by criticism? You know, it seems like whenever we ask about a guy like last week, Shaheen gets 5 targets. You know, we asked about Tariq Cole.
So you think you guys are doing that?
I like that. Do you feel like he is motivated by criticism, either perceived or real?
Look, you know, again, I can't speak for y'all's profession, but, like, in our profession, I mean, you get where you are because you're motivated. I'll just leave it at that.
Games against the NFC North.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put a finger on why you've struggled against the North the last couple of years, and what would it feel like to have success?
Well, I think, you know, again, you'd like to win every game, you know, including the NFC North. The reality is I don't believe we've won one yet. We've done pretty well in the AFC North. But I think, it'll be something that, you know, again, it'll be high on our priority list because we haven't defeated a division opponent this season. I think we were, I don't know, we won 3 of them last season. I can't remember 2 seasons ago. But, it doesn't matter what color jersey they got or what division they're from. You know, you try to go out there and, you know, create a game plan and execute a game plan and the best you can. So, we had a close game with them here at our place, and I think our guys are looking forward to going there.
Of course, is have you applied to move to the AFC?
No. We still got 1 more of those remaining.
Zach's obviously been respected for a long time. This was obviously a life-changing event for him.
Very much so.
In these 5-6 weeks, what has left an impression on you about his handling of something that was very, very dramatic?
Yeah, I mean, like you'd expect. You know, I've seen him handle injuries not to that extent. He experienced them before we got here. I watched him go through it a year ago, you know, after the Giants game. He knew right what it was. He knew exactly, you know, what it was going to be like to rehab because he's experienced it before on the other foot. Where you gain great respect for people is, maybe not how they handle all the great times, but, you know, when you get knocked down and, you see people's real character and how they respond. He's handled it like a champ, and I think most everybody that knew him or knows him, he acted like you'd expect Zach to act, and it's very impressive.
As many hits as
football in Steve's game, to see that severe of an injury, how does that affect you? Because they're not common, of course.
Well, to be real honest with you, I've never looked at it and never will. I think when it happened, I could tell in that instant it was serious. Kind of usually for a coach, you can tell sometimes. So I was out there pretty fast. It does affect you, and I think it affects football players. You look at both teams whenever something like that happens to a player. Both teams take a knee because they know that could be them. So I think to say it doesn't affect you, it would be not true. So it does affect you. You can't let it linger because it's what you do, and more in particular to players. But it does affect you.
Your opinion, are you surprised that more things like that don't happen, or do you think it's about what you think?
That's a tricky question. You don't think about those things. People get in their car every day. You could get in an accident. I don't think people, when they open the door, think about those things. I think that's probably a fair approach to most of these players when they go play.
Why would you watch it?
Why? I don't slow down when there's accidents either. I don't know, everybody's a little different.
I know you can't speak for the Bengals yesterday, but you have two teams who are both eliminated from playoff contention, and your team obviously, exceedingly outperformed them. What does that say to you about what you guys have done here with this team to have them play at that level, even though the record is what it is?
Yeah, I think, I've been asked that about the last 3 weeks here. I know these guys pretty well. I know how they compete. I know how hard they're trying. And it's always satisfying in my role to see them reap those benefits. And I don't think that'll change regardless of what the record is or regardless of what the score is in a game. I think it's just something you try to instill, and then hopefully it takes effect.